Were you a little afraid to maybe go out on your own after Kiss?
Oh, yeah. I was really afraid. You know, listen, who knows what's going to happen to you, you know? I mean, you're going out in a big, scary world out there, and, you know, basically it's, well, look, people are either going to hear from me again or they'll never hear from me again. Mm-hmm. Or it'll be like, whatever happened to Vinnie Vincent? I'll be playing a bar. And weren't you the guy in Kiss? So, you know, it's pretty scary. The whole scenario is scarier than anything. But, you know, it's... You gotta ask yourself, you know, do you believe in yourself and how much, you know, and what are you willing to do?
Mm-hmm.
How far are you willing to go to prove that, you know, you're gonna, you know, to people that I'll be back, you know. I went head first. I said, if I die, I die, you know, but I'm gonna go out fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just spent, you know, pretty much every last dime I had trying to get it going, but in the end result, you know, at least I'm looking at it now. At least it's here.
Yeah, you got the cover in front of us.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, I mean, I know you can't see this out there, folks, but when I'm looking at a record, and it is amazing how 40 minutes of music, how much of your life goes into putting that together.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mind-boggling.
I can imagine.
Every waking hour.
I mean, Vinnie Vincent as guitar player is well-established. What about Vinnie as a songwriter? I think that's another side of you that is... That has really lent a lot to the success of the record. I know you've had a few covers in the past, and, you know, obviously you wrote with Kiss. And I think just being able to play guitar really isn't all you have to do.
Well, it's funny, you know, I think most guitar players write. You know, if you know guitar players, they usually write. You know, it's like the writing is a process of what they know on guitar,
mm-hmm.
you know, just being put out in chord form and then a melody on top of it. I've always liked songs. You know, I've always been a song person. Even when I was a kid, I loved songs,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I always used to listen to all kinds of music when I was a kid. Even now, I still listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just listen to, you know, one kind of thing. So my input as far as song styles and, you know, the kinds of songs that are out there, I got a lot in my input, I should say, is there's a lot that goes in, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just what comes out is the way I interpret what a song is, or, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm lucky because I've been lucky in the past with getting some covers, and things happen to me in a really off the wall manner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of these people that things never happen the way you think they should happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, everything, joining Kiss was an off the wall. I mean, when I say off the wall, it was, if you could have been an invisible person watching me going through all that, the chances, 1 in 10 million chances.
Mm-hmm.
There was, and I remember that because every guitar player in this town tried out for them.
Really?
Guys with great hair, guys with great stances, guys with perfect faces, guys with, you know, every kind of guitar player tried out for that band. And, something was there. I spoke their language, you know. Something invisible was there.
Mm-hmm.
Something really intangible. And when I hung with him, when we sat down, we realized that there was something that, you know, like this band,
mm-hmm.
something that
mm-hmm.
I find there that's an unspoken thing that you really can't describe to people.
Right.
And, John Waite did a cover of mine, that song I wrote 5 years ago.
Really? Which song was that?
It was a song called Tears.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it with a friend of mine, and out of the blue, I mean, I was with Kiss at Record Plant, and he says, I'm recording a song of yours tonight, you know? And I said, what? You know? And he told me to sign it. How'd you get that song? He said, from Warner Brothers, you know? And it was like one of these off-the-wall things, and here I am again, you know, in another off-the-wall situation, you know? But, you know, just, I keep bouncing back, you know?
Yeah.